About in passing,
something about Cheles. I mentioned something about Cheles, and some of the Talmidim were talking to me after Shir about Cheles. So I thought, even though I was under the impression that we were finished with Inyanei Tzitzis, we were going to move on to other things, because there was an interest in talking about Cheles, I figured we'll discuss today the basic issue of Cheles, both the opinions of those who hold that one is supposed to wear Cheles nowadays, and those who still do not wear Cheles in their Tzitzis. So we know that the mitzvah tzitzis is composed of two elements, of lavan, chutei lavan, and chutei cheles. The pasuk says, va'asu lehem tzitzis, t'nosno tzitzis hakonav pesil t'cheles. Right? There's this pesil t'cheles that you're supposed to have on tzitzis. So besides the chutei lavan, you're supposed to have chutei cheles as well. There's a discussion exactly how many chutim are supposed to be lavan and how many chutim are supposed to be cheles. Okay, but that's not for now. That's the basic mitzvah. Are these two different mitzvahs, lavan and cheles, or is it one mitzvah? So there seems to be a machlokas, and we've shown him about that. The Rambam counts lavan and cheles as one mitzvah. The Ramban in his Asogas to the Sefer HaMitzvahs is bothered with the Rambam, because he says that the rule generally is that if two things are not ma'akev each other, so then we count them as two different mitzvahs. We don't count it as a single mitzvah. L'moshel, tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, the Rambam counts as two mitzvahs, because if you only have a tefillin shel yad, you put that on. Tefillin shel rosh is not ma'akev the tefillin shel yad. These are two separate mitzvahs. So therefore, the Rambam counts them separately. So Zok the Ramban, Lechora, the Rambam should have counted Lavan and Tchela separately as well. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah Masechta Menachos says that Lavan and Tchela are not makiv each other. If you don't have Tchela, you can still wear the Lavan. So if they're not makiv each other, they should be two mitzvahs. So the Ramban counts them as two different mitzvahs. But the Rambam counts them as one mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't argue with the Mishnah Menachos. The Rambam agrees that Lavan and Tchela are not makiv each other, but nevertheless, he counts them as one mitzvah. So Lechora, it's a pel against the Rambam. How can that be? The Rav wanted to suggest once, based on a mitziv, that sometimes when the Rambam counts elements of a mitzvah as one mitzvah, he doesn't always mean that they're ma'akev each other. Most of the time, they are ma'akev each other, like the dalad minim shebelulav. Right? The Rambam counts dalad minim shebelulav as one mitzvah because they are ma'akev each other. Right? If you don't have an esrog, you don't take the other minim. That's a shaila in the Gemara. If you should take it because you might forget, you know, take a rimo, take some other fruit if you don't have an esrog. But the mitzvah you're not going to fulfill, right? They all ma'akev each other. If you don't have all the dalamin, you can't fulfill that mitzvah deraisa. So in most circumstances, when the Rambam counts some things as one mitzvah, different elements as one mitzvah, he means to say that they ma'akev each other. But sometimes the Rambam will count multiple elements of a mitzvah as one mitzvah, even if they're not ma'akev each other. So what's the purpose of counting them as one mitzvah? You should count them as two mitzvahs because they really are separate things if they're not ma'akev each other. So up the Rav, no, sometimes the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah because he's showing you that there's a mitzvah b'shlei musa and there's a mitzvah shelo b'shlei musa. That sometimes if you leave out a part of the mitzvah, so what he's saying by counting it as one mitzvah is that even the other chelik of the mitzvah is on a lower level if you're missing the second chelik. Yes, tcheles is not ma'akev es halavon, but if you don't have tcheles, so then the lavon is a mitzvah shelo b'shlei musa. It's not that tcheles is not ma'akev lavon, and if you have the lavon without the tcheles, then you're yotze the mitzvah of lavon. If you have tcheles without the lavon, you're yotze the mitzvah of tcheles. No, it's that there's a mitzvah of lavon. And if you wear the lavon without the tcheles, then you're makayim a mitzvah shelo b'shlei musa. If you wear the lavan with the tcheles, then you're makayim a mitzvah b'shlei musa. So the reason why the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah is to show you that tcheles is not just an independent mitzvah over here, but rather it's like a prat in lavan. It's a way to fulfill the mitzvah of lavan b'shlei musa. What's the nafka mina? Does it matter whether lavan and tcheles are two different mitzvahs, or tcheles is part of the mitzvah b'shlei musa of the lavan? Hurry, you have to do it. You should do it. It's a mitzvah to wear the tcheles as part of the tzitzis, and if you don't wear the tcheles, you're still yotze the mitzvah of lavan. So what's the nafkamina? So there are a number of nafkamina, but one of the nafkamina, one of the issues that a post can point out, this is a Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi in Chelek Al Simin Mem Beis writes b'shem the Turei Evan an interesting halacha. He says that if you leave out one chut from the tzitzis, let's say you put only three chutin, three strings in the tzitzis, right? Three that flip into six, as opposed to four that flip into eight, right? So Zok the Beis Halevi from the Turei Evan, if you leave out one of the chutim of tzitzis, you only put in three chutim, or you leave out one of the parashas of tefillin, you will not violate Bal Tigra. Bal Tigra is a law that you're not allowed to be megare, you're not allowed to take away from a mitzvah. So Zok the Turei Evan, if you only put in three chutim in the tzitzis, you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah bechlal. If you only put in three parshas in the tefillin, you're not mekayim the mitzvah bechlal. Well, tikra is only violated if you are mekayim the mitzvah, but you're mekayim it shalom b'shlemusim. But if you just didn't do the cheftah shel mitzvah properly, if you were megareh from the cheftah shel mitzvah in a way that you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah, so that's not the well tigra, that's a bittul of the mitzvah saseh. He says mashal lekach, if you have lavan without tchelas, if you have lavan without tchelas, that's a mitzvah shelo b'shlemusa, that is bal tigra. You would violate bal tigra if you put lavan without tchelas because you're mekayim a mitzvah shelo b'shlemusa. But he says, if you only have three chutim of tzitzis or three parashas of tefillin, that's not bal tigra. That's a bittul of the mitzvah saseh, because you're not doing anything. You don't have the cheftah shel mitzvah bechlal. But lavan without tchelas, he says, you do have the cheftah shel mitzvah. You have the lavan, but without the tchelas, is a mitzvah shel b'shlemusa. So you'll violate bal tigra for putting on lavan without the tchelas. So how do we do it? Right? How do we do it b'zman hazan? So the Beis HaLevi says that the reason why we can put lavan without tchelas b'zman hazan is because aseh is docha. Lo saseh, right? That even though there's a lo saseh of bal tigra that you violate, but the aseh of tzitzis allows you to be docha that lo saseh. It's interesting, even though you're not really mechuyev to wear the beged of dalet kanfis, right? It's, if you put the beged of dalet kanfis, then you have to put tzitzis on. But he holds that that the mitzvah kiyum is to put the tzitzis on the beged that will be docha the lav of bal tigra, and that's the heter to wear lovan without tcheles nowadays. So the whole vort of the Beis HaLevi is built on the fact that he assumes that tcheles is not an independent mitzvah, but rather it's a prat in the mitzvah of lavan. That if you put on lavan without tcheles, that's a mitzvah shelo b'shlemusa. So he says, bal tigra is violated whenever you do a mitzvah shelo b'shlemusa. So this is an example where you'll violate bal tigra, and the only heter is that aseh is docha lo saseh, so it allows you to do it. According to the Ramban, there's no beginning to the whole discussion. The Ramban says tcheles is an independent mitzvah. So if you put on lavan without tcheles, you are mekayim a mitzvah, you're mekayim the mitzvah of lavan. You're not mekayim the mitzvah of tcheles, but there's no bal tigra in lavan. You're mekayim the mitzvah of lavan. There's no bal tigra over there at all. Rav Shechter writes in the Sefer Ginas Egos in Simon Beis, he wants to suggest, based on this Beis HaLevi, that b'zman hazeh, that the scientists have discovered what they think is tcheles, so even if it's a suffix, but it's a possibility that it might be tcheles. So according to the Beis HaLevi, one should have to put the tcheles in that tzitzis. Because the Beis HaLevi says, he's assuming, like the Rambam, that someone who wears lavan without tcheles is mekayim a mitzvah shelo b'shlemusa. And he holds bal tigra is violated whenever you do a mitzvah shelo b'shlemusa. So b'zman hazeh, that you have an opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis b'shlemusa with the lavan and the tcheles, someone who doesn't do so is not acting properly, because there's a suffix bal tigra in putting on lavan without tcheles. So he holds that a person really should wear tzitzis together with the tcheles nowadays. Others disagree. So what do others disagree? L'chora, the Beis HaLevi is right. If his understanding of bal tigra is correct, then a mitzvah shelo b'shlemusa is going to be bal tigra, so then l'chora, Rabbi Shachter is right. So there are different arguments given. I'll just mention three of the arguments that some of the poskim have. The arguments that some have, that even b'zman hazeh, that there are those that claim that there are good rayas, that this tcheles, that this dye really is tcheles. Nevertheless, they're not makbid to put the tcheles on that tzitzis. But first of all, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Tzitzis in Siman Tes Sifhei writes that that one has to make the color of the tzitzios and the color of the beged the same. Right? Those who are medaktik, the Shulchan Aruch says, are nohig this way, that the color of the tzitzis should be the same color as the beged. So if your tzitzis are white, your beged should be white. If your beged is white, then the tzitzis should be white. They should be the same color. It should be the same color. What's this idea of having the same color? So the Beis Yosef quotes from Tosfos that it's a hiddur mitzvah. Instead of having multiple colors, having one color is a hiddur mitzvah. Interesting. But the Ravid in Hilchos Tzitzis offers a different interpretation. The Ravid in Hilchos Tzitzis says, no, midina, they have to be the same color. Because the Pasuk says, v'nosnu al tzitzis hakonof pesil tcheles, tzitzis hakonof, so we darshan in the Gemara, hakonof min kanaf. That the tzitzis have to be the same min, the same type as the kanaf. So the same type as the kanaf means that they're supposed to be the same color. That's how the rabbi learns. They're supposed to be the same color. That's the min kanaf. It's a din. It's a din in the pasuk that the color of the tzitzios have to be the same color as the kanaf. The Rama adds that the Ashkenazim are noheg to only make tzitzis, that the tzitzis should always be white. This comes from a Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin, in the midst of a tshuva, he says that the minig is always to have white. He's talking about different things in tzitzis. So he says our minig is always to have tzitzios that are white. So the Rambam says, if that's the minig at the time of the Trumas Hadeshin, then that's what we should do. So based on that, what should emerge is that the beged should also be white. Right? If we're going to be machmer for this tosfos that's quoted by the Beis Yosef, that it's a hidden mitzvah, certainly according to the Raivet, that hakanaf min kanaf means that you have to have the same color in the tzitzios and in the kanaf, so then one should be machmer that if the tzitzios are going to be white, then the beged should be white, they both should be white. Right, but everyone has some kind of racing stripes on their tzitzis, right? Everyone has the black stripes or the blue stripes or whatever, or the rainbow colors or whatever. So lechora, the answer is what's the idea of the black stripes? The black stripes are a zechet to tchelas. That's why some make them blue. Some wear a talus with like bluer stripes. Many have a talus with black stripes. But lechora, the black is a zechet le tchelas. Is a machlokas Rashi and the Rambam what the color of tchelas is? Whether it's the color of the sky at noontime in the middle of the day, or it's the color of the sky at nighttime. Is it closer to blue? Is it closer to a blackish blue? So that's lechora, the basis of the stripes, to have some kind of zeichet to tchelis in the beged, either black or blue. Rainbow talesim, so the rainbow talesim, different multicolors. I don't know. Lechora, it's better not to have a rainbow talis because you're sort of mevatel this idea of a zeichet to tchelis. You really should have just the black or the blue. I don't know which color, but. The black, it's machlokas harishonim, the black or the blue. But either way, this is not a problem. This is not against the ravid's hakanaf min kanaf, because the stripes that you have are not the ikar of the beged. The ikar of the beged is still white. The ikar of the beged is still white. Someone has a beged that's blue. You know, one time I was davening in one of the minyanim here in yeshiva, and I saw someone had a mamsha blue beged. So that's inappropriate. He had a blue beged with white tzitzios. So that's inappropriate. That's against the ravid. But if you have a white talis, even if you have some kind of stripes on the talus, that's tofel to the talus. The ikar of the talus is white. As long as the talus is white and the tzitzios are white, then you can fulfill this inyan. Maybe the rainbow talasim, you know, even though they're very pretty, they're very nice, but maybe it's better not to have the rainbow talasim because you're mevato this idea of a zeichet to tchelas. You're not having the black, you're not having the blue. You just have a multicolored thing. But it's better not to have, certainly would be better not to have a blue talus. A blue talus with white tzitzios, that really should be avoided. Rabbi Yashiv wanted to say, this is printed in the Kovetz Chuvas, in his Chuvas Sefer, in Chelek Aleph Simen Beis. He wanted to say that maybe that's a reason, that's a good reason, not to put the Tchelas on the Tzitzios, unless we're absolutely sure that it's Tchelas. Because if it turns out that this blue dye is not Tchelas, so then you'll violate, right? You'll be Mevatel, this din of the Ravid, you'll be Mevatel, this din of Hakanaf Men Knaf, because you're Tzitzios, and the beged are not going to be the same color. The tzitzios are going to be blue, and it's not tchelis. If it's tchelis, then it's supposed to be blue. But if it's not tchelis, so then you're coloring the tzitzios blue, and the beged is white. They're two different colors, and it's not supposed to be like that. Rabbi Shechter did not think that that svar was so compelling, because he felt that you certainly yotze the mitzvah of tzitzis, even if the tzitzios are a different color than the beged. It's just there's this extra halacha. But he said, if misafir, you can fulfill a mitzvah b'shlemusa. So why wouldn't you do that? There's a suffix bal tigra over here. So why shouldn't you put on the tzitzis with tcheles? Aye, but there's a suffix that you'll violate this raivet. You'll be mevat this din of the raivet. Okay, but you're going to be yotze the mitzvah anyway. So he says it's worth it. It's worth it to put yourself in a suffix that you'll violate this din of the raivet in order to fulfill the mitzvah of shleimus. He quotes that another svar they give in the yeshivas. They say in the yeshivas, b'shem Reb Chaim, that we know there's a din of sveka deraisa lechumra. What does that mean? If a person has a suffik, if he was mekayim a mitzvah deraisa, so he has to do the mitzvah again. Suffik kara kriyishma, he has to read the kriyishma again. So they say in the yeshivas, Reb Chaim was of the opinion that when do we say sveka deraisa lechumra, that the makom suffik, you have to be machmir to do the mitzvah again. That's only if by doing what you're going to do, you will be poshet the suffik. You're no longer going to have a suffik. If you're in a suffik, whether you're a kari kriyashma, so then if you read kriyashma again, you don't have a suffik. I was yotze the mitzvah. But if by doing whatever you're doing, right, if by doing whatever you're doing, you're not going to be poshet the suffik, you'll still have a suffik if you were makayim the mitzvah, then there's no inyan to be machmer. The whole idea of chumrah, speak of the rest of the chumrah, is that be machmer in order to be sure that you will make the mitzvah. But if by doing whatever you're doing, you're not going to be sure anyway, so then there's no reason for chumrah. So someone has suggested over here, what are you going to do? You're going to put tcheles in your tzitzis strings because it's a suffix whether this tcheles is the mitzvah. Right? It's a suffix deraisa, whether I'm going to be mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimus, whether I'm going to be mekayim the mitzvah b'chlal mitzvah tcheles. So any suffix you say that you should put the tcheles in. Yeah, but even after you put the tcheles in, you don't know that you were mekayim the mitzvah because you don't know if this was tcheles. So based on that vart, you would say that tzveik deraisa l'chumra does not obligate you to be machmer over here, because you're not going to be poshut the suffix anyway. If by doing what you're doing now you won't have a suffix, you'll know that you're mekayim the mitzvah. So then, tzveik deraisa l'chumra tells me that you should be machmer in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, the mitzvah bevada. But if you're not even going to be sure after doing whatever you're doing that you were mekayim the mitzvah, so maybe tzveik deraisa l'chumra is not going to obligate you to do the chumra. That's what some say. Some say that that's the reason why you don't have to put chelis on the tzitzis, because you're not going to know whether you did the mitzvah anyway. So the din of tzveik deraisa l'chumra doesn't apply in this case. Rabbi Shachter did not think that was compelling either. He says, mehechatesi, why should I say tzveik deraisa l'chumra tells you that only if you're going to be poshut the suffix, so then you should be machmer? Vushteit, it doesn't say that in Chumash. It doesn't say there's no mokka to say that. So he doesn't think that that svar was compelling either. They say it, b'shem Reb Chaim, but Rabbi Shachter didn't think it was such a compelling svar. But there's a third svar. The third svar that's given is that there's no mesorah for the identity of the tcheles, right? We don't have a mesorah for this tcheles. They proved it based on science, right? Based on science, circumstantial evidence. It's compelling evidence, but it's a scientific discovery. So the question is whether we can bring back a cheftza shel halacha, right? To identify a cheftza shel mitzvah, can that be identified based on scientific discovery, or do you need a kabbalah? Do you need a kabbalah, right? To know what's an esrig and what's tzitzis and what's tefillin, right? Can we somehow bring that back? If we had lost that mesorah, can we bring it back through scientific discovery, archaeological discovery, or do you need a kabbalah to bring that mesorah back? The Rav had a long yahrzeit shiur once here at yeshiva. He used to give a yahrzeit shiur on Gimel Shvat, the yahrzeit of his father. So he had a long yahrzeit shiur. It's printed in the shiur lezecher Avimari and Chelik Beis. So he had a long yahrzeit shiur where he discussed the ideas of Mesorah, and in the midst of that shiur, he quoted from the Beis Halevi, from the Zayda, from his grandfather. The Beis Halevi was of the opinion that you can't establish the identity of a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah without a Mesorah. That's what he quoted from the Beis Halevi. And others quote this from the Brisker Rav as well, that this was the Mesorah in Brisk, in Beis Brisk, that you can't establish a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, the identity of a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, through scientific discovery. You need a Mesorah for that. You need a Kabbalah for that. So some said that based on this Beis Halevi, it's clear that just because there was a scientific discovery, right, they have riots, they have proofs, they think that they're compelling. Just because there is a scientific discovery, that doesn't mean that we should be wearing tcheles, because how can we establish the cheftza shel mitzvah of tcheles based on the scientific discovery? We need a kabbalah for that. We need a mesorah. If you don't have a mesorah, so then that's not acceptable to establish tcheles, to establish the identity of tcheles. That's the argument that was put forward. Rabbi Shachter disagreed. He writes in the Nefesh HaRav, in a footnote, he says that if there's a big question whether the Beis Halevi said this, there's a different version that the Beis Halevi sent to the Radzina Rebbe. Radzina Rebbe tried to find Tcheles earlier. They later found out that it probably was not the right Tcheles. He isolated some kind of a dye from a squid. I'm not sure of the details, but he thought that he had found Tcheles. And there was a big back and forth, a lot of tshuvas written about the Radzina's Tcheles. So apparently the Beis Halevi sent to the Radzina, he sent a letter to him with the following statement. He said that if the fish in question that you're talking about, right, if they had the fish, if the fish were readily available, and they didn't use the dye from the fish as tcheles, so that would be a simen that it's not the chilazah, that it can't be the source of the tcheles. But if they didn't have this fish for generations, they didn't have it for a certain period of time, and now they rediscover the fish, so then there's no raya that it's not the tcheles. Maybe Taka is tcheles. Again, if they had the fish, and for some reason they weren't wearing right? They weren't using it as tcheles. So that's a simon that it must not be tcheles, because if it were tcheles, then they would have used it. But if they didn't have the fish, if it weren't available, and that's why they weren't using it as tcheles, so then there's no right that this is not tcheles. Maybe taka is the tcheles. So there were those that claimed, if this really is what the Beis Halevi said, this is in a letter, they found it in a letter. If this is what the Beis Halevi said, so if you apply it to our case, it's not that the snail that they discovered, the snail was available. It wasn't available. They didn't know of this snail. So they didn't know of this snail. The reason why people were not wearing tcheles is not because the snail was available, but they knew that the dye that comes from this snail is not tcheles. No, the snail was not available. So if it weren't available, now it suddenly becomes available. So who says that we need a Kabbalah to bring back the identity of the chilazon? Maybe it's enough to be able to prove scientifically that it must be the chilazon. So that's the shaila. What did the Beis Halevi say? The impression you get from the letter the Beis Halevi sent to the Radzina Rebbe is that he felt that if you didn't have something, then you can return it through scientific evidence. Right? If you didn't have the object of the mitzvah, and now suddenly you're able to get this object back, then you could return the mitzvah even without a masorah. But the shmua that the Rav had from the Beis Halevi was different. Right? The Rav had from the Beis Halevi that the Beis Halevi felt that you need a Kabbalah to establish the identity of a chetzah shel mitzvah. So it's a shaila what the position of the Beis Halevi was. But this is probably the major reason. There are other reasons given. We said, chum of the raiva, that the colors have to be the same. The idea that sfeik of the raiva l'chum has to be poshet the safek. There are some other reasons given. But the real basic reason, the real machlokas, is on this point. You know, not so much what the Beis Halevi's nesara was, but what the poskim hold. Right? There are different poskim on either side. Some poskim talk a hold that you need a nesara, that you need a kabbalah to establish the identity of the chetzah shel mitzvah. Some say no, that you don't need a Masorah. So if you hold that you don't need a Masorah, Rabbi Shecht is right. If you hold you don't need a Masorah, then you can bring it back through science. So then misafik, there is a good reason, might be a good reason to wear the tcheles, unless of course you hold that the other reasons are good enough reasons not to wear the tcheles. But if you follow the Rav's version of the Beis Halevi, then the whole question doesn't begin. If you assume that you need a Kabbalah to establish the identity of a chetzah shel mitzvah, so since we don't have a Kabbalah, we don't have a Mesorah, even if we can prove this scientifically, we can prove, you know, with a lot of different evidence, different evidentiary proofs that seem to show, right, that seem to lean in the direction that this might be tcheles, but if you don't have a Kabbalah for it, then there's nothing to begin. Right? Then the whole discussion doesn't begin. If you hold that you need a Kabbalah, you need a Mesorah in order to establish the identity of a chetzah shel mitzvah, so then lechora, there wouldn't be any reason to wear this tcheles until we find the Kabbalah. If someone gives us a Kabbalah that this is the tcheles, so then everyone's going to wear it. Then even the other people who disagree, they'll wear it too. But until that point comes, those who claim that you need a Kabbalah will say that there's no point in wearing tcheles as part of its.